It's another episode of This Week in Google Glass, episode number 33, Big Cats in Glass. We're going to have a lot of fun. We got a guest on that talks about how she uses glass for big cats, and we're going to show some video. We're going to do a lot more. So check it out. It is This Week in Google Glass. Hey, everybody. Jeffrey Powers here from Geekazine. Think Magazine, put in a geek. You've got Bang Geekazine, and of course This Week in Google Glass over at thisweekinggoogleglass.com. As always, I have my cohort, my master of ceremonies and crime right here to the right of me, Mr. Luke Wallace. How you doing, Luke?
Doing good tonight, Jeff. I'm Luke Luca on Twitter. That's LukeLuca, or you can reach me for this show at luke@twig.tv. That's twigg.tv.
All right, and we have a special guest on today. My mouse starts working a little bit. There we go. Carol Baskin. Why don't you tell everybody who you are?
Hi, I'm the founder and CEO of Big Cat Rescue. We're the world's largest accredited sanctuary dedicated entirely to big cats.
And glass.
And glass.
And glass, so. All right, and we're going to get to her in a second. First of all, we got to get to some big news. The first thing is, as you can see, I'm actually using a different microphone. This is the Blue Mic Nessie. I'm trying it out for the week. The folks over at Blue asked me to check it out and do a review. So I'm using that microphone this week on the show. And hopefully, Luke's, is it sounding good? What's it sound like here to you?
Yeah, sounds real good. Nice, clean sound. We'll have to compare it to some old shows and see. But, yeah, sounds pretty good.
I don't know if I want to compare it to old shows. They were, you know. Anyway. So we're checking this out. Of course, we also have the Q&A section over at plus.google.com/plus This Week in Glass. Or This Week in Google Glass, excuse me. And, of course, we're recording over at youtube.com/ This Week in Glass. That's where the confusion comes in, because I couldn't do the whole This Week in Google Glass or Twig on YouTube. So you can always go there and subscribe to the show notes, subscribe to the channel, and of course twig.tv, twigg.tv is the website, and go from there. All right, well, big news happened. Luke had this humongous event out in Ohio, and Luke, you want to talk about it, don't you?
Oh yeah. It was just a week off to go visit some family. I haven't been up there to see them in a while. It was fun. I wore my glass almost the whole time, and it was neat. Took a lot of pictures. They're up on my Google Plus page. Ran into a few people out and about asking me about glass when we were out to dinner. Bump into some people. I don't know if he's watching or if I'll ever see this, but ran into a guy who went to Olive Garden one time to meet up with some people, and a guy caught me afterwards. Jeff, if you ever see this, well, I remembered, and we'll have to see if he ever catches up. So this is a different Jeff, not the Jeffrey Powers that everybody watching knows and loves. This is another guy I met named Jeff, and people were very excited about it. I didn't get a lot of blowback, or people weren't upset that I was wearing it. Most people were just really excited to see it, and had the standard questions, so it was a lot of fun.
All right, well, Jeff, thank you very much for watching the show. Jeff, that's a great name, by the way, Jeff. I think we should adopt Jeff on the show. So Jeff, good job, Jeff. And that sounds so weird saying Jeff. I don't know why. So good job, Jeff. All right, well, while you were up in Ohio living high on the hog,
yeah.
I was down in your area. I was actually in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest, and it was a very powerful week. And the most powerful week was on Saturday. I went to a breakfast thing, and I met Serena. And Serena said, well, I want you to come with me to this session. And for me, going to South by Southwest is I go and interview. I don't go to panels or anything like that, because it's just not my thing. And if something really interests me, then yeah, I'll go to a panel. So I actually had an appointment that got canceled. So I decided, well, okay, I'll go to this session. We'll see what happens here. And I went to this session, And it was kind of like this roundtable where they were starting to talk about Google Glass. And one of the interesting things was the woman who got the speeding – or the – yeah, that got the speeding ticket and, of course, the Google Glass ticket was sitting right next to me. We had a lot of influential glass people there. And it was a very interesting time. So, and what was the coolest part about it was, this little thing called New York Magazine wrote an article on it. And, we basically, the two presenters, Serena is right here. And, I think James is right here. He's the one, that he does a lot of, he does a lot of charity work. He does homeless through the eyes of homeless or something like that. And they were the two main hosts. But there was one point where, you know, I used my knowledge from this show to actually show off what I knew about Google Glass. And next thing I knew, everybody was asking me questions. And one of the people that was there was also Becca from the one of the moderators or the main moderator of the Glass Google Glass Explorers community over on Google Plus. So we got to ask her. I got to ask her questions, and of course, we got together as a group of Glass Explorers, which is what that video was all about last week. Just that meetup at the San Jose Hotel in downtown Austin, and just meeting some of these other Glass people, including Brian, I believe is his name. He's the one that invented G-Pop, which is the little wraps for the Google Glass, and a bunch of other people, including a kid who's getting ready to get his own pair of Google Glass. And it was just, and it just made me realize that there is a lot of people out there, and very diverse, and not just people like me who didn't get it for development. We got it to experienced the whole event. It was great, and it was a great time, and I met a lot of people, and got a lot of new friends, and hopefully they're watching the show tonight.
I was so glad that you – oh, go ahead.
Carol.
I was so glad that you had the guy from G-Pop on there, because I really was not crazy about the white Google Glass, and so I got the camo that looks like snow leopard spots, so I was thrilled to hear about that on your show.
So you got a pair, or is it coming in the mail?
It's coming.
Okay.
I ordered it today.
Cool. And you were going to say, Luke?
I was going to say, yeah, I saw that New York Magazine article, and I saw you apparently made a good impression on him, because he calls out you and the podcast that we're on right now, the This Week in Google Glass. I saw that being mentioned. So if anybody's watching because of that article, that's great. We're glad you're here.
Yeah, thank you very much. And, of course, I also got interviewed by Austin Chronicle or something like that.
Yeah.
That was a video, so I have yet to find out where that is. But I definitely would like to thank Serena. She was the one that pulled me into this session, and that's when the landslide happened. So very, very cool. And the one thing we realized – there's about 50,000 pair of Google Glass, roughly, out there. And a lot of people were saying, well, because you'd always run into one person that said, I haven't seen Google Glass at South by Southwest yet. And I run into glass explorers left and right. And we were talking about it in the hall, and it's like I started doing the math, and it came down to realization. At South by Southwest, I bet you there wasn't even 100 pair there. So...
Wow. I'm and, so surprised to hear that.
Somebody else joined the call. I don't know how they did that. Okay. I'm sorry, Monica, but this is a – you can watch the video, but participating is part between the three of us. Did somebody invite somebody else? Or?
I just posted it on our Facebook page, and apparently our supporters are – joining the call.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. They should have not been able to join. Anyway.
I just posted that link.
Interesting. So, yeah, go to the page to watch. Please don't join. Well, unfortunately, I can't support that bandwidth for that. So, anyway, neither here nor there. The lot of great stuff over at South by Southwest. We figured about 100 pair of glass in there, and then, of course, when the music festival started, that's when everything dropped down to like probably about 3 or 4 pair of Google Glass. So was at South by Southwest.
So, I'm really surprised. I would have thought everybody there would be sporting them.
Well, once again, like I said, if you got about 50,000 to 60,000 pair of Google Glass there, it's and not all tech people go to Austin. That's kind of more specialized tech event, and of course you take out about half of them for those people that use them for development only. So they don't, their pair of Google Glass never leaves the office. It never leaves the workroom. And when it all boils down to it, it's about if there was more than 100 pair there, I'd be surprised. I'll just say it that way.
Wow.
So.
Well, it looked like you talked to most of them.
Oh yeah, yeah. We had a lot of fun, and I got a lot of Team Sky pictures out there, and I actually got to wear a pair of framed glass. That was pretty cool. And, yeah, just had a lot of fun. Talked to Jean-Baptiste from Forbes. He's in one of the videos. And and we were talking back and forth what we were thinking with wearable technology and Google Glass. So, all right.
Cool.
Enough about that, unless you have anything to add, Luke?
No, it sounds great. Yeah, I watched the video as well, that video you posted from last week with all the interviews and it was really neat to see all the different, you know, kind of perspectives people have on glass and where they're coming from. And a lot of good names of people to follow if people are wanting to find people on Google Plus that are, you know, glass explorers. So,
okay.
Very cool.
Yeah, definitely so. All right, well, let's get into the main reason why we're here. We're going to be talking about big cats in glass. And, of course, we have Carol Baskin here, of the CEO of Big Cat Rescue. Why don't you give everybody your elevator pitch as to who you are, what you do?
You know, when I first saw Google Glass come out, I put myself on the list for them because I thought this could really enhance our ability to share everything that we do with the cats. Because most of the time when I'm involved in something with the cats, I'm having to hold up my iPhone, which is what I use for most of our filming, and I can't catch a cat with phone in one hand and the net in the other hand, and I can't work with the vet when they're doing surgery and that sort of thing and risk dropping a phone into the middle of all of that. So I was just so thrilled when finally my time came up and I was able to purchase one of these sets. And I've just been trying out everything I can think of to find new ways that we can use it in taking care of the big cats out of the sanctuary. And I'm really, really excited about these things becoming available to the public because I'd love to have our staff and our key volunteers be able to answer their email and share the photos and videos back and forth without having to reach into their pockets.
Yeah, we've got some video here that we'll play. So this is this pictures all through glass that you're taking?
Yes. Everything that I gave you in these two video clips was shot through glass. This is a bobcat, and they had her netted before I even got the gate shut. But she ran right up the wall, and what was helpful about being able to wear glass here, this is my daughter that has her back to me, and she's been doing this since she was 12 years old. But now they're going to try and put the bobcat into the crate, and this is typically where I come in and I have to stop filming because I have to help them get the cat into the crate. But with Google Glass, I'm able to keep filming the whole time and then hold the net for her while she grabs the door and puts it in place.
And there's the door right there. Kind of looks like a magic trick.
Yeah. How to bag a bobcat.
Don't try this at home, by the way. We better make that. So now that I'm assuming the bobcat was anesthetized.
Yes, and, she was asleep.
And what's going on here? Is it's just a regular checkup?
Yes, she's a really old cat, and we had to shave some mats off of her because she can't groom herself anymore.
Okay.
And this is one of our tigers, And again, if I were holding a camera or an iPhone out in front of me, the cat would have been thinking I was trying to hand him something and would be reaching for it and expecting something. But if it's just me there with the glass on my head, he's not seeing anything different than me wearing sunglasses. And so he acts the way he would normally act instead of acting all food aggressive. So I can really capture for the vet what it is that cat's doing at that moment.
Has there been a moment that you've captured the cat on glass and you were absolutely, it was the right thing, it was the right time, where you got just something that you could never recreate again?
Yes, in fact, that shorter clip that I sent to you was one of those moments, because I'm 53 years old and I would never, nobody would ever believe that this had happened if I hadn't been able to capture it on Google Glass, because we were trying to net a bobcat. She was up on top of a big rock den that's about 5 feet high. And it's actually not this clip, but...
Yeah, I'm just going to let it run through a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, I can tell you a little bit about what's going on here. Like, I had to open these doors and help move this leopard back and forth. And again, I'd have to lay the camera down to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. So by having Google Glass, I'm able to capture that behavior. And I think when, you know, in answer to your question about do I capture things that I couldn't capture with a phone, if you think about just the seconds that it takes to pull your phone out, start it up, you know, try to flip that thing open so that you can get the video rolling, all of that time is lost, and usually whatever you're trying to capture is just gone. And so by just being able to tip my head up and say, record a video, it just starts right away. And that's been just amazing.
Oh, yeah. So you take these videos and you put them up on YouTube, right?
Yes, we do. We have one website that's had 74 million YouTube views. And that's our main site at youtube.com/BigCatRescue. But we also have a site called The Daily Big Cat. And on Daily Big Cat, I put these hour-long videos that are taken throughout the day of all of the stuff that we do with the cats, because a lot of our people really love that kind of, you know, they just want to sit on their couch and watch it on Roku and watch their favorite cats and stuff like that happening. So that's where I put most of this video that I'm shooting through glass.
I like this one right here. You're shooting through glass, but you're taking pictures on your iPhone.
And the reason is... I need to take still photos for our newsletter, but I want to record video at the same time. Well, I can't do that in any other way than with Google Glass. So it enables me to capture the film that I want, as well as being able to capture the still photos. What you're seeing here was we have an automate. We're, you know.
Oh, I have it paused right now. So let me start it up here. Go ahead and talk.
We are really, I think, front runners when it comes to sanctuaries as far as embracing technology. So you saw the video of me looking at the screen, and what that was is when our keepers see that a cat's not feeling well, they will post that on our Google sites. We have Google sites, Google education apps, and that sends an email to me and to the vet right away telling us that this cat's not feeling well. So then I was able to go out with Google Glass and get a good look at her ankles is what I'm looking for there. Her back ankles were swollen. But again, if I was holding a camera out, she'd be, you know, fussing with the camera and trying to figure out what it is that I'm holding out toward her. But I was able to be much more natural. This is a shot right here where that bobcat just flew up the side of the cage. I never could have got my phone out of my pocket in time for that.
Let's back that up really quick. Luke, did you have any questions while we're doing that?
Sure. So... yeah, this is all amazing video footage and stuff. Do you ever use glass to take pictures?
I do. Yes, I do. And those still photos, it's so great to be able to just take a picture of maybe a cut on a cat's tail and send it straight to the vet, or take a picture of a water bowl that needs to be replaced and send it straight to my operations manager. And I can do all of that without having to pull my phone out and get it all muddy and dirty, because I get pretty dirty dealing with 100 big cats.
Do you have any apps that you've been finding useful for Google Glass?
I ride my bicycle back and forth to work. It's 6 miles each way, and I didn't have a good bicycle app. I used Jawbone, but it doesn't really do that well with the bike. So the Strava, I think is what it's called, is in the Google Glass, and it really does a much better job of tracking how long I took and calories burned and that sort of thing. Gosh, I've got a ton of apps on the glass.
When it comes to cats and glass, is there anything that you would suggest for app developers to look at for people like yourself, so other people can take care of wildlife or whatnot, and use Google Glass for that?
I'd really love a zoom feature to be able to zoom in the video or zoom in the photos because it seems to give me a much broader, like, fisheye look at things. But I need to be focused in on a swollen ankle or a cut on a tail or something like that, and I haven't figured out a way to do that yet.
Would a vet app or anything like that be something that you would use?
For veterinary care?
Yeah.
All of ours is done through Google Sites. So I just recently installed the app called Vodo, VODO, and it's supposed to allow me access to my Google documents, but I haven't seen how to actually do that yet.
Okay.
Have you guys used that?
I haven't. Luke, have you?
No. I was wondering, what kind of information would you like to receive on Glass? Like, you've talked a lot about sending information. Is there useful information that you could see somebody receiving on Glass?
I wouldn't say the type of information is so important as just the channels of information. So, an awful lot of the time, I'm out there dealing with the cats, and again, my hands are dirty. I don't want to reach in my pocket and pull my phone out. But it may be right when somebody's gotten their arm bitten off by a tiger someplace, and so all the news channels are calling
Whoa.
me and saying, "Hey, would you like to comment on this?" And so I can just, tip my head up and see whether or not it's somebody really important that's sending me a text or an email without having to constantly be checking my phone. So that's been very helpful to be able to weed out the people that I really need to talk to right now from the ones that I don't really need to talk to.
Okay. But you haven't been working with a cat and all of a sudden going, I wish they actually made an app that would, I don't know, remind me to feed them or brush, count the number of brush strokes in their hair or something like that.
No, but I did have a situation where that we have servals. Servals are kind of a tall, skinny cat, like a cheetah. And
Okay.
sometimes they do this thing where they arch their necks like that. And so it was the first day I had Google Glass, and I thought, well, heck, I'll ask Google Glass to look up what the nutritional ways to take care of it turned out to be a B12 and thiamine deficiency. So I was able to Google right away what kind of natural things could I give the cats, and it said shrimp. So I was able to go to the store and buy shrimp. Now, I could have gone to my computer and looked that up, but having it right there on my head, I can just hop in the car and go get the shrimp.
There you go. There you go. So, is it just cats that you're doing there, or is there any other type of wildlife at that preserve?
We only have four animals who are not cats, but they're very cat-like. They're in the civet family and genet family. And we do a lot of rehab and release. So, like, if a bobcat gets hit by a car, we have to actually go out there and catch the bobcat. And I'm really eager to use Google Glass for that because that's a situation where I absolutely have to have both hands free. It's a wild cat. It's usually because it's been hit by a car, and so there's the danger of it running out into traffic. I can't be filming it with a handheld camera. But if I've got Google Glass on my head, it's going to capture the whole thing. And that's going to help our donors feel like they're right there with me. And that's what I'm hearing from the little vignettes that I've been posting so far. Our
Is this,
donors love it.
yeah. Is this one of the vignettes right here? It looks like you're showing what you've got, how you're keeping the cats.
Well, actually, this is the boxes that we were making for those rehab bobcats because if a bobcat comes to us, and it's been injured, the vet can fix them up in 30 minutes, but then you're talking months of rehab before they're ready to go back to the wild. And when they are strong enough to go back to the wild, we don't want to go in the cage and catch them. So those boxes that you see, we put in there for them to use as dens so they get used to going in there all the time. And then we can just shut the door and have them locked in the carrying case that we will take out to the wild when we open the door and let them loose.
Cool. All right, so the real question, have you tried to put a pair of Google Glass on one of the cats?
I think I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay. So the answer is not no.
Yeah, they would have way too much fun with that toy.
Oh, yeah, I know. Though they had the video of the guy taking a picture, his regular phone, and then a monkey grabs it and runs off with his device, or it was a GoPro or something like that. It'd be kind of cool if there was a way to actually have the wearable attached to a cat and spend about 30 minutes seeing what they see as they go around the cage or whatever they do. So.
I've actually seen those that they put on domestic cats where they wear it like a collar around their neck so that you see what the cat is seeing.
And then you find out if a cat will say, okay, Google, find me a pizza. Something like that. So,
extra beef.
Extra beef, yeah. Luke, you had a question.
I was going to ask, Carol, so you've been a glass explorer for a while, kind of... what are some of the interesting things you've seen with glass from other explorers? Maybe a video that you've seen from somebody else, or just a cool application. You mentioned your bicycle application. Are there any other interesting things that you're seeing just on glass in general?
I'm actually very, very new to this. I think I've had them for maybe 2 weeks at the most.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm really just now learning the ropes and just starting to see some of the other things that people are doing. So I haven't seen much yet. In fact, your show has been where I've gotten the most video of what people are doing and talking about.
Okay. Well, yeah, no, that's great. Welcome to the club. So you said... Or you were talking a little bit about the color. Why'd you make the color choice? I mean, I did the same kind of white color. Why'd you choose that one?
Actually, I didn't. I was so excited. I thought that what I was picking was kind of a silvery color with kind of a shale, you know, the darker. And at the end of it, when I was hitting submit, it was white, and then I couldn't go back and change it. So I was like, I don't care what color. I just want it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we were both the same way. Of course, I've had multiple opportunities to actually change it out.
Really?
Oh yeah. Well, I have broken my pair of Google Glass three times.
How?
I sweat on them. This you got to remember. This is version one, and they just came out. So I don't know. My sweat has some sort of toxicity to the electronics inside, so we'll see what happens when now that it's getting warmer. If I break another pair of glass, or if that was just, you know, of the one fluke, and go from there. So, if there was a well, you said the zoom, but is there any other improvements that you would like to see for glass, especially when it comes to recording wildlife out there?
You know, this isn't so much of a recording issue, but I don't know how they would address it because of the way this thing is made, but the way the nose thing is, with somebody with long hair like this, I'm constantly getting my hair stuck in it, which is a huge pain in the neck, and I don't know how you could make it sit right without that. The other thing is the battery life really is horrible. I can only tape for about 30 minutes. Before the battery's completely drained and so hot on my head that I'm going to have permanent sears, I think, across there. But if they could put like another battery on the side to balance it, because it also feels like it's cockeyed all the time because of all the weight on one side, I think that would be a huge improvement and give much better battery life.
Okay. Have you thought about getting frames at all?
I have, because I wear contact lenses and I was afraid I wouldn't be able to see Because I wear the contact lenses for reading, and everybody said, "Oh, well, it's projected out in front of you." So I'm like, "Well, I'm not sure that's going to work," but it did. It turns out I can actually see it with or without my contact lenses in. So I may go ahead and get the, and I love the episode that you guys did on the optometry that's available. It really made me think about doing that so that I don't have to wear the contacts.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Luke, you could answer this. And we never really asked that question. Do the frames actually start to balance out weight-wise with a pair of frames?
It's hard for me to say, but I would say my inclination is yes, just because it adds a little bit more weight to the one side. Not very much. I mean, they're titanium frames, and the polycarbonate lens is pretty light. But something about it just feels a lot less lopsided on my face. I don't know if that just has to do with the nose pads being different because it's attached a little lower on the frames than up at the top.
Okay.
There's something that makes it feel a little more stable. And there's definitely some additional weight now on the other side, but so I'd say yeah, a little bit. It does feel less awkward and a little less lopsided. So
Cool. All right. Well, is there anything else you need to add, Carol, about glass and doing all this big cat rescue stuff?
I'm so stoked about all of it. I'm just so happy that this is available to some people now, and really looking forward to it being available to my entire staff and volunteers, because I think it's going to really streamline the way people do business, the way they do all different kinds of work, and I can already see that it's going to be great for us.
Well, let's do this. You said that that you want to have other people, other staff members get Google Glass, and if somebody wants to donate to the cause, where could they go to? What email or something like that?
bigcatrescue.org/donate. There's all different kinds of ways that you can donate there. And in your comment section, you could say it would be for Google Glass for our staff.
All right, and of course, developers, if you could think of any type of apps that could help them take care of these animals a little bit better, we're definitely like to entertain those ideas and go from there. Luke, do you have any ideas for apps that could go on Glass to help with this cause?
There's a few that come to mind, maybe some logging apps or something if you wanted to take some notes about individual cats or, are they eating enough? Do they, are they showing any sort of signs of injury or is there some little note? I could see there being things like that, maybe storing weight, you're weighing the cats to see how much they, see if they're gaining weight properly or whatever, and just being able to quickly make a note with that and tie it into some other system. I could see maybe something like that.
I think we could already do that through being able to send myself an email or send myself a message of some sort. But you know what just occurred to me is a lot of times I'm watching the cat or videotaping the cat in order to send it to the vet. And what I'm looking for is their respiration rate and their heartbeat. And you can see their heartbeat, on the side of, you can see the beating. So if there were something that were actually, if it could actually capture those beats per minute and be counting for me, or the respiration per minute and be counting for me, I think you could probably use that both in animals and in people.
It says you're married, so what does your spouse think of what you do?
He's wonderful. My husband and I are the two most opposite people in the entire world. He's a Harvard MBA. He's a retired banker, and he has been the financial genius behind our success. We're probably the only sanctuary in the world that actually puts away money every year to make sure that our cats will be taken care of forever. And last year we were able to put away 700,000, in addition to being able to cover our operating costs, which are like 1.5 million. So he's been a huge help to me. despite the fact that he would never in a million years want to go in and net a bobcat.
I'll tell you one thing. I would never in a million years want to go net a bobcat either. Partially because I'm allergic to cats. I'm going to
so
go with
I.
that answer. Yeah, that's the answer I'm going with. Not going to do it because I'm allergic to cats. So, I don't know. Is that going to go over well? Or?
Well, I'm allergic to cats too, but the big cats don't really cause a problem for people with allergies. So you'll have to come up with a better excuse.
Great.
I'm allergic to things with really big teeth. So
that's a good allergy.
I don't think I can do it either.
Sharp, pointy claws too. Don't want
when
that either.
They weigh, you know, two or three times what I weigh and are much stronger and have really sharp teeth and claws. Yeah, I'm allergic to whatever that is.
Pound for pound, they're 12 times stronger than a man.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Who's your 12 times stronger than me? So yeah.
Okay.
That's like crazy.
That's true. Who's out of all your cats, who's your favorite?
You know, I don't have a favorite cat, but my favorite species is the bobcat, because they can go from just being absolutely adorable and loving you to pieces to just ripping your face off, and they do it like that. I love their ability to do that shamelessly.
Nope, allergic. I'm allergic to that.
So lovable to death and then chewable to death.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. I should have done it like this. The bobcat, lovable to death, but chewable to death. And Luke, you go.
Yeah!
That does bring us to the next section. It's called Glass Miami. We have a little bit of fun. We put on our Google Glass and go from there. Of course, if you have any Carol, if you have any idea of what you want to do, that's fine. You don't have to participate if you can't think of anything. But I think I got a couple here. Luke, do you have any that you've written up?
Yeah, I thought of a couple.
All right. Well, since I just technically went first, you get to go next.
Okay. So, I'll set this up. So, I saw a cat using Google Glass the other day. You know what his favorite voice command was?
What?
Pause.
Yeah!
I don't think pause is even a voice command, so it's not a great joke, but you know.
Yeah. Was that like jazz pause?
I'm showing like the pause, you get the joke. See, the cats have paws, like their hands. But it's pause like a video, like you pause a video, right?
That would be a nice feature to pause, yes.
Yeah. So, Carol, it looks like you got your shades on. Do you have one?
I do not. I'm just going to look cool.
Okay. Okay, here's my other one for cats. It goes like this. So it looks like we just let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah!
Good. You should have said, Luke, you should meow.
Oh, meow. That'd be even better. Okay.
Okay, Luke.
Well, I'd say having Carol on tonight was just perfect.
Meow. I love that. That was good. Okay, one more, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow.
Meow!
Apparently, I don't watch enough CSI Miami.
Yeah. No,
well,
that
was that was my tribute to Henrietta Pussycat from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. So.
Yeah. No, I like that. That was really good.
Thank you. I like that, too. So, all right. Well, Carol, where can people find you and all your coolness on the interwebs?
At bigcatrescue.org.
Bigcatrescue.org. Thank you. It was fun. We got to do this again. Get some really good video and work with it. And hopefully maybe we get some people interested that they'll get you another couple pairs of glass so you can really do some fun. Have some hangout events or something like that.
Oh, that'd be
between
great.
your glass people and see what different angles, different views that you guys can get with the cats at whether it be netting them or just watching them play or eat or whatever. So as
Oh,
long as they're.
you know
Go
what I
ahead.
was able to do this weekend? We had our global March for Lions, and we had 570 people come to the sanctuary and walk through the sanctuary. So I had my brother take me up in a bucket truck, and we had a ribbon cutting for the people to come across the ribbon to do this march to raise awareness about lions. So I wore the Google Glass while I was giving the address to everybody, and then posted that video showing everybody that, here's all these people who came out to march. And I couldn't have been videotaping and giving my speech, but with it on my head, I was able to do it. So already we're seeing stuff like that that we can do with it.
Oh, that sounds exciting. If I'm ever in Tampa, Florida area, that's where you are, right?
Yes.
Okay. If I'm ever in the Tampa area, Florida area, I want to come down with my cameras and get some video of you doing that with glass.
Please do. That'll be
So,
so much fun.
all
You
right,
too,
cool.
Luke.
Yeah, I'll have to look you up if I'm ever in the area.
Yeah, the cats need food. Oh, I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
Yes. The cats
I'm not a
need food.
500 pounds of food a day.
Oh, well,
Yeah, I don't
Luke,
eat that
you're just a
much.
snack.
Yeah,
Bring
I'm not.
friends.
Yeah.
If I, you know, I bet you if Dexter would have known. No, never mind. We won't get into that. That's
That's a
wrong.
whole other
That's
subject.
totally wrong. Totally wrong. No. They eat. What type of what is it? Just regular steak or something like that that they eat?
Beef and chicken mostly, some rats and rabbits.
Anything that crawls into the cage, gone.
Our vet calls that fast food.
Doesn't have shamrock shakes though.
No.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way.
Yes, same to you. I should have something green on.
Well, yeah, I'm Irish, and I don't have a single. I have a little bit, in the logo there, a little bit of green. So, but anyway, well, Carol, thank you very much. It's been an honor. I loved it. It's great, great time, and what you're doing. Can't wait to see the videos that that come out of your Google Glass, and we'll be watching you, and going from there.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you, Luke.
So, all right. Well, Luke, tell everybody where they can find you.
Sure, if you're looking for me, it's Luke Luca on Twitter. If you've got any questions or comments about the show, you can reach me there or luke@twig.tv. That's twigg.tv or on Google Plus, google.com/+LukeWallace. And yeah, reach out, ask questions about the show or what about you, Jeff?
All right. Yeah, if you don't want to get a hold of me, not as cat meat, but regular, just need to get a hold of me. Geekazine, Think Magazine, put in a geek. You've got Bang Geekazine, of course. Jeff@twig.tv is the email address. And of course, we've got a few people that are asking, hey, can I be on the show? If you've got Google Glass and you've got a story to tell, you can come on the show, and just like Carol did, just like many of our other guests have in the past, and go from there. So, once again, I'd like to thank Carol for being part of the show. Thank you very much. I'll give you the little paw clap and go from there. And then check that out over at what was the website again?
BigCatRescue.org.
BigCatRescue.org. So. All right, well, that does it for this week in Google Glass, episode number 33. I hope you had a good time. We will be back next Monday with another episode, more guests, and more fun. So check it out. And, of course, plus us over at Google Plus and go from there. You guys have fun, and then we will see you next week on another episode of This Week in Google Glass.
Bye.